And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I understand. We're on the air. All right. Lloyd, Mr. Bonafide. Lloyd Bonafide is a gentleman. He's calling us from the E3 Expo, sir?
Yes. It's an electronics convention in Los Angeles, Phil.
And at the convention center there?
Yes, at the convention center now through the weekend. And I'm here with the game I was telling you about. But I will tell you that I think when you've lived your life, and Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and when you've lived your life trying to do the best for your children, and you've paid back in this way, it's been a very difficult 48 hours, I'll tell you that.
Well, tell me what happened, and we can bring my audience up to speed. Are you there, sir, with an electronic game that you created?
I'm here with a video game called Grandpa's Attic. And the game has been, I've had it around to a lot of the different game makers. And my daughter is married to this individual who, to give you some background, Phil, I was against my daughter marrying this man because I felt it was, he did not have a reliable line of work.
Now, your son-in-law is...
You know, he is my son-in-law, but I have not traditionally called him that because we had a falling out.
He's your son-in-law, and he works in the gaming business, is that right?
He works with these computer games and electronic games, yes.
Did you say to your daughter this man was not worth marrying because he was in that line of work?
I said that at a time when I believed it was true. They married about 10 years ago. And I told her that I didn't think this guy was worth it, and I told her that we were against the marriage. And
your wife was too?
My wife goes along with what I feel, and we both generally agree on things.
All right, now we come to the present, and you've developed an electronic game, a computer game called Grandpa's Attic. Can you tell me about the game?
Well, but I first want to tell you that because this man... this cannot live and, you know, live and let live, understand that things are in the past, that people say things that are no longer applicable to the present situation.
Well, have you apologized to him?
Well, there's no need to apologize. I told him at the time he married my daughter that I thought he was in a line of work that wasn't going to amount to anything. I told you I used the word bum. I didn't mean he was a bum. I said it was a business for bums. And
you have had a falling out with your daughter over this man that she married who's in this gaming business, the computer game business, right?
We did have a falling out, yes. I attempted to contact him last year when I got this idea for this computer game.
Now, why did you change your opinion about computer games?
You know what, Mr. Hendry, it isn't so much that I changed my opinion. I saw how my grandson reacted to some of these games, and I realized that there was a market for the little children that could be educational with computer games. There's the thing there. They don't make them educational. See what I'm saying? So if you make it educational, you know.
All right, so you reached out to your son-in-law last year to tell him about this game, Grandpa's Attic. Tell me about it.
It's a game to give you the thumbnail on it, Phil. Kids play this game. They go up into Grandpa's attic, and there are all kinds of things there that they can find. There are old war medals. There are maps. There are old treasures, money, paintings, and all kinds of loot that a kid would enjoy. Old books and magazines, and just interesting things. A sword, you know, and the kind of, you know, funny-looking hats and all of this, all right? Well, also in Grandpa's attic is a shotgun, and it's loaded. Now, here's where I feel the game and the people that I've discussed this with feel it has some value educationally. You don't want to go into Grandpa's attic and play with this shotgun because you will get shot, and then you're dead and you're out of the game. So, in other words, what it teaches children is not to play with loaded firearms. Now, they said to me that they did not want to use the game, and without saying as much, I know it's because my son-in-law has a problem with me and doesn't want to handle the product.
When the gun goes off, is there not actual physical damage done to the little, what do you call them? The little, you know, the characters on the screen?
Yes, there's when the gun goes off, the shotgun goes off, and the little child that's playing with it is killed. And there is a very graphic depiction of that.
Is there a piece of skull or something that I heard?
Yes, there is. And I'll tell you why. If you've seen House of the Dead or some of these games, are you kidding me? You got to be putting me on. Those games show blood flying all over. So in Grandpa's attic, the shotgun goes off, and yes, there's serious head trauma. And there's a piece of skull that someone was making an issue about, and there's brain matter.
Of a little child?
It's an adolescent child, yes, sir.
Do you feel that there's any chance that no one wants this game because it's too graphic?
Not a chance, no, sir.
Why not?
I just mentioned to you, games like House of the Dead and so forth, they show these zombies getting their heads blown off. If you've ever seen combat movies, you know, and so forth, they show it. No, my son-in-law has blackballed me because he can't grow up and let bygones be bygones.
We're talking with Lloyd Bonafide, who is actually a retired heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California, on a video game that he developed. Well, I'll ask you the question in a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The game is called Grandpa's Attic, where kids can score points by searching a dusty old attic to find Grandpa's long-lost artifacts. But there is a danger area, and that there's a loaded shotgun. And if the kids play with that, they get their head blown off.
Well, yeah, they get the top. What happens is the top of the skull is blown off. But yeah, it's very graphic. And the reason why I made it graphic is because that's how the video games are done these days.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, you say that there is no interest in your game there at the E3 Expo because of some kind of a blackball.
And I'm not using my son-in-law's name. Get sued by him.
I didn't hear that?
I'm not using my son-in-law's name. I don't want litigation, but I think it's very clear that he has blackballed.
You think this game is not being picked up because your son-in-law is blackballing you? And yet you've got a game that blows the head of a kid off if he's playing with a shotgun. I would just offer you this opinion that maybe it's a little too graphic.
Have you ever heard of a game called Grand Theft San Andreas? It's called the San Andreas Fault, Grand Theft.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, yes.
Yeah, all right. You got to be pulling my leg. They've got a scene there where you can take a chainsaw and stick it into the gut of a paramedic and have yourself a whale of a time.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You can kill prostitutes. No. This game shows what happens if you are playing with Grandpa's gun, and it shows it graphically.
Tell me exactly what it shows.
It shows literally the front of the upper half of the child's skull the upper half of the child's skull getting blown away, and then as back as far as the front of the ear. So in almost a diagonal cut from the middle of the head down to the nose, all of that is blown free.
Oh, man. I mean,
well, let me tell you, do you think anything different happens if a kid is doing that?
Yeah, but, dude, you're talking about a little kid.
Excuse me. Well, I got to laugh when a guy says, hey, dude. Let me see this, dude.
Sir, I don't want to have an argument. Forgive me for saying dude, but it sounds like it's a little too much for people to take to see a kid.
No, it's not too much for people. The kids will love it. It's this son-in-law and him going around to all the gaming companies and saying, don't let my father-in-law make any money on this, because the guy thinks I'm a bum. And I thought he was a bum, but not anymore.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The E3 Expo is on right now in Los Angeles at the Convention Center. This is an electronics convention, and there are a lot of games that are being demonstrated there. One of them is a game called Grandpa's Attic, developed by this gentleman, entrepreneur, Mr. Bonafide in Alhambra. The game shows the players, characters, going into an attic and trying to find Grandpa's long-lost artifacts. One of the danger areas is a loaded shotgun that is in the attic, which, if the kids play with it, it goes off and kills the kids. Now, it's extremely graphic, showing brain matter and skull flying. This gentleman feels that the game is not being handled because of the fact that his son-in-law, who he called a bum once for being in the gaming business, is blackballing him. Now, I don't doubt that that could be true. The fact is there's a lot of very, very violent video games, and we mentioned the computer games as well, and we mentioned San Andreas and the rest of these, you know. So maybe it isn't the fact that it's violent. Maybe it is his son-in-law blackballing him because Mr. Bonafide said the gaming business is for bums. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than seven shades of your favorite dung.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Do you have, talking with Lloyd Bonafide, a game that he developed called Grandpa's Attic? In the game, the kids go, and these are little computer characters.
Yeah, they're like any other video game.
All right, and the kids go into the attic, and they're looking for Grandpa's long-lost artifacts. They find a shotgun. What are the other danger areas?
Well,
and I just want to tell the audience, they find a shotgun, and the kids, if they play with it the wrong way, they get their top of their face blown off.
Yeah, well, no, you have to be specific. The top of the face and the front quarter of the skull. And the reason I understand that it's graphic for some people, but you've got to understand that young people won't go near a video game unless it has good, real graphics and, you know, and replicates what they have seen in motion pictures or, on the rare occasion, in real life. In other words, you're not going to get a young person to play a video game that does not have absolute clarity and reality when it comes to these violent effects. Now, I'm not here, Mr. Hendry, to comment on whether that's good or whether that's bad. I'm here to tell you that if you are serious about the gaming industry and in selling video games to young people, particularly young males, the violent graphics have got to be real.
All right, so you've got... Yeah, but this is two kids find a shotgun.
Well, the other danger... You asked me about other danger areas?
Yeah.
The other danger area is there is an uncle, okay, and this is where we think our game is a cut above a lot of the other games. There is an uncle who is hiding in the attic. And he comes out, and I guess you can imagine what he does, because what this does is it addresses the very real and very terrible effects of incest and child molestation.
All right, what happens?
This is the uncle. We call him the uncle, and he comes out from behind a couple of crates where there's who knows what's in the boxes. And he comes out, and he's wearing a bathrobe, and he opens it up. Now, you don't see, you can't see anything. You do see a little bit, and this is what one of the complaints was. But
hold on for it. So he's flashing the kids.
Yes, he's flashing the kids. And
what do you mean you do see a little bit?
I don't know how to put it to you, but and I'm not married to the idea. The guy that designed this, but you can see a little tiny bit of him exposed.
Well, you're not going to sell that to parents.
No, I understand that, and we can keep that out. What happens is, though, the screen goes dark, okay, and you hear the kids screaming, please don't, uncle, please don't. And then the screen goes back to normal, and the uncle is nowhere there, and the kids are, they've been fully molested.
Jesus, dude!
You know what, Mr. Hendry, I don't like the Lord's...
No, I don't believe... The kids have been fully molested.
Look it. this is a reality game that it...
Well, look, you can say all you want about San Andreas, the car. I mean, where does it end, man?
This is an educational game.
Let me ask you something. Are you trying to give kids the message that if they go up to Grandpa's attic, they're going to blow their heads off with a shotgun or be molested by an uncle?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm trying to say that that's what kids are up against.
In Grandpa's attic.
Grandpa's attic is a metaphor for childhood exploration and joy. And when the child explores and has fun, here comes some sick animal that used to be their uncle. Or there's a loaded shotgun that their stupid father left laying around.
And well, then wait a minute. It's in Grandpa's attic.
Well, as I said, it's a matter. The loaded weapons are generally left by some imbecile father. It's not left by the grandfather. The grandparents are, if you look at the statistics, almost no children in the United States. I think there were probably only two children last year, literally, killed in the United States, playing with a weapon that they found at their grandparents' home. It's usually... a son-in-law or a son, some idiot, who doesn't know gun safety.
All right, now you have an example of the game, right?
Yes, I do. Let me, the game starts off as they're going through up into Grandpa's attic. And now they're in what we call a, this is the area of Grandpa's attic where there is all of the boxes and all of the fun things. Now... We'll go to, just go ahead and hit level two.
Look at this. It's Grandpa's shotgun.
Now, that's visually and graphically...
Wait a minute, what was that?
Hold on, turn it off, Billy. Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Turn it off.
Okay.
I got a guy here.
Where are you, sir?
Well, I rented a booth over here at the expo. I've got a young man. He's the nephew of one of my wife's friends, and he's a good boy. He's, what do you call it? He's developmentally disabled, but he carries things from the car for me. Here, what do you want?
Dave,
go get some popcorn. So, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Now, I didn't hear what was going on there.
All right, let me do it again. Billy, forget the popcorn. Come here.
Why?
Don't ask me why. Get over. All right, here we go. Here we go. We're on our way to Grandpa's attic.
Hey, it's Grandpa's attic.
How about that, huh?
What am I hearing, man?
You're hearing a kid get his head blown off if you want to. What do you mean, what are you hearing?
I hear a gunshot and then something like,
Oh, no. It's not, Play it again, Billy.
Okay. Look, it's a shotgun.
Why not put it in your mouth? Ow. What do you think?
Why not put it in your mouth?
There are different levels of the game. Do you understand levels to the games?
Yeah.
The first level is you're just an idiot kid. You go up, you see a shotgun, you're trying to look down the barrel, and you blow your face off. The second level of the game is, well, hey, it's Grandpa's shotgun, and you point it at the other kid and kill him. The third level of the game, are you so stupid that you'd bite down on the barrel? Yes. Now, if you can resist the temptation...
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge of level three. Can you resist putting both barrels of the shotgun in your mouth? Obviously, as Billy's play... See, we've got it here. I'll play it, Billy, okay?
Okay.
Here, what? Okay, here. That's my player. You just shot me, you stupid retard. What are you doing?
You told me that.
Well, wait a minute. Mr. Bonafide?
No, I want to demonstrate this for you. What are you doing? You just shot me.
You do.
Yeah, you're a doo-doo head. All right, ready? All right, we're going up into Grandpa's attic. Okay, wait, Billy.
I'm going to shoot you.
Don't point the damn... You just shot me again. What are you doing?
I win.
You don't win. Phil.
How do you win?
He thinks you win if you pick up the shotgun and blow the other kid's face off. You lose. Look at the point total you got. You got zero. I got 9,000.
Do you get points if the other kid shot you?
Yes. If you're the victim of your stupid fumbling friend blowing your head off, you gain points.
And what happens to the kid who shot you?
He stays at zero. Watch. Hey, let's go up to Grandpa's attic. I want to see if he's got a... What are you doing now? What are you doing?
I pointed it at your crotch.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Grandpa's Attic, with Lloyd Bonafide on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Talk Radio's Speed Trap. 1-800-449-8686, The
You're
Phil Hendry Show is back.
Home, you know that?
All right, hold on. Mr. Bonafide?
Yes, sir.
All right, we are back with Lloyd Bonafide. Now, you've got this game called Grandpa's Attic, and you are attempting to play it with your assistant there.
Well, he doesn't know what he's doing. Now, do it right. Here we go. Let's go up to Grandpa's Attic.
Can you hold on for a minute? Hold on for... Is he there?
Remark.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Who says, let's go up to Grandpa's Attic?
That's me. It's recorded into the game.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Let's try it again.
All right, here we go. Ready? Let's go up to Grandpa's Attic. Don't do it, Benny. You bastard. I didn't know. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. I don't get shot. You gotta find it.
What is he doing wrong?
He's going right for the gun, picking it up and blowing my head off because he thinks it's funny.
Oh, so any player can do that?
Yeah, but you're not going to score points. The guy who gets shot scores points.
How does that teach kids to stay away from guns?
What do you mean?
Well, if I'm going to score points by getting shot...
Yeah, but your brains are spread all over the place. What are you talking about? Who wants that?
Yeah, but you're getting points for having your brains spread all over.
Yeah, but then you've got to go... But you lose points because your mother has a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my God. All right, now where's the part of the game, and then I got to move on, where the kids get molested?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to do the molested part. Mm-hmm. Let's go up to Grandpa's Attic. There it is.
So that's the uncle, huh?
Yeah, that's the uncle. He jumps out from behind a couple of crates.
In a bathrobe.
What are you laughing at?
Look, I got to do a flashback here, okay?
A what?
A flashback.
Where are the phone calls of the people who want to talk to me about my game?
I'm not taking any calls for your stupid game, okay?
He's not taking any calls. Okay, go ahead and wrap it up. Jesus, what an idiot.
All right, good luck, man.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure. It's time now for our flashback by request on the Phil Hendry Show. Last night we did flashback night. It was cool. Heard some stuff we hadn't heard in a long time, and we are continuing to take your flashback requests between now and June 23rd. Why June 23rd? That's the last day we broadcast the Phil Hendry Show ever in the history of, I swear to God. Yeah, I know. I've been getting the email. Yeah, in about a year, you'll be back. In about a year, you won't know how far I am from this business, man. In a year, you won't know where I am. In a year, there'll just be a rumor of me. I will have changed my name to Aaron Spelling. All right, it's time now for our flashback. Dear Phil, I heard a bit, I believe, a month ago that I would like to hear again. Somebody wrote this guy a check, and he wouldn't accept it because it had the number of 666 as the check number. Thanks, Adam, a student at Bates Technical College, Moeller Campus, Tacoma, Washington. All right, dude, here it is. It was Steve Bozell and the 666 check.
You're sitting here talking about a check at 666. This man paid you. I could see you having a problem if this man didn't pay you. You did a service for this man, and he wrote you a check.
Yeah,
this man paid you. You're talking about the mark of the beast.
Yes, ma'am.
You're sitting here talking about going to sex clubs and sucking on popsicles that look like penises. If you had called me and told me that somebody in my family was injured in a car accident in the way that you did him, a tooth would have been the least of your worries that you was going to get knocked off of your head. You'd be lucky if your head was still attached to your body.
Well, I would sue you too, ma'am.
Well, you know what? And you claim to be a Christian, and this is a Christian thing to do. You set this man up. You set him up.
Ma'am.
You
ma'am.
Had your son sitting there with the camera. You set this whole thing up. And this man, if he has been your neighbor for a while, it sounds like you're so pathetic. He probably offered you a job trying to do a good thing for you. And look,
ma'am, I have my own construction business. I can tell you we are very lucrative in the business we do. My son had that camera. I just happened to have his digital camera. And
You said yourself that you had your son ready to take a picture just in case this happened. You set this man up.
I don't believe
There's
I...
There's no other way around it. You set him up. You think that's a Christian thing to do?
All right,
You're worried about 666 bringing the mark of the beast across you. 666 is the least of your worries. You've got the demon living inside of you.
Ma'am, the 666, the mark of the beast, is the worst thing that can ever happen. And you're trying to tell me I set him up, but you won't admit he set me up by giving me the 666 beast.
I think 666 is the least of your worries. You got something a lot deeper than 666.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian, or are you just mocking God?
Yes, I am.
Are you mocking God?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're mocking God now.
I think you got a whole lot more to worry about than the 666.
Ma'am, there ain't nothing more to worry about than
this.
Ma'am, there's nothing more to worry about than the 666. The 666 is the most to worry about. There's nothing. Everything else is chicken feed. Everything else is chicken stuff, if you pardon my language. The beast
You're suing people. You're setting people
yeah,
up.
Yeah, don't
you're
you see?
A camera, and you're telling people a bare-faced lie. Let me tell you something. I buried 3 members of my family because of traffic car accidents. That's not something you tell somebody.
Ma'am,
you don't tell somebody.
Do you see?
Your family. It's
right
sick,
there. Right there.
Hurt.
Right there.
You don't tell people.
Right there.
Like that.
You have buried 3 members of your family, and yet you can't see the relationship between that. And how cavalier
you are
with the 666.
You obviously have never lost anybody in your family,
ma'am,
ever.
Because I have respect for the 666. You don't have
never,
no respect for the 666.
You would never
wait a minute.
Tell somebody something like
ma'am,
that.
You
that's
don't care about the beast.
Worries.
You don't care
that's
about the beast.
That's the least of your worries.
Ma'am, you don't care about the beast, and you've had 3 people die. Don't you see the relationship? Jesus,
what
a stupid.
You know what?
Hey, hold on for a minute. Watch that B word.
She's so stupid. She's got 3 people that are dirt napping because of the beast. She's telling me I'm crazy.
What do you mean dirt napping?
Didn't she just say that she rolled 3 down there? She rolled a straight 3.
Rolled a? What does that mean?
Did she say 3 people
you
died?
You are pathetic,
ma'am.
You
didn't you
pathetic.
Say you rolled a 3?
You have mental problems.
How do I have?
You have
oh
mental
my God!
Problems.
Oh my God! 3 people are dirt napping today because you think the beast is no big deal. And yet you're calling me nuts.
Wait a second.
You know what? Do you not believe in heaven?
Ma'am.
What are you saying?
I can't get to heaven.
I have family in heaven.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I have family in heaven.
How do you know? You think the beast is cool.
She didn't say she thinks.
You are so pathetic.
Ma'am.
You know what? And you sit there and talk about your neighbor. If you felt this way about your neighbor, why would you want to do a service for him?
Ma'am, you
If you had a problem with your neighbor filming you, and then you talk about your neighbor making fun of you for sucking a popsicle that looks like that. What would you think somebody's going to do? Even if you didn't really know what it looked like when you put it in your mouth, would you stand there?
Well, you're going back to that a lot. You're going back to that a lot, and that makes me wonder about you.
That just goes to show how retarded you are.
You're totally into that whole popsicle episode with the balls
like
on your chin.
All right, I don't need everything else that you talked about ago. You are a disturbed neighbor.
Ma'am,
I feel sorry for your neighbor.
Ma'am, everybody's seeing your side, and that's fine. But I will tell you, you just told me you dropped 3 on a gurney and rolled them west, and yet the beast had nothing to do with that. See,
what are these terms? Drop 3 on a gurney and rolled them west?
Because she said 3 people got 3 people
died in car accidents. Can we say that?
Well, all I'm saying is, don't you think the 666 had something to do with that?
Steve Bozell with a flashback request: the 666, baby. You had 3 relatives. You rolled a 3, man, and yet you don't believe the beast had anything to do with it. Rolled a 3. Hey, bud, you like this story?
Yeah.
Inside the walls of Brooklyn Casey High in Columbia, South Carolina, you expect students to be treated equally, but a viewer tip led News 19 of WLTX Columbia, where a teacher's comments left them asking questions. The teacher is a guy by the name of Winston McCune, and he said that the black folks are inferior to white people.
See?
No, I don't see, bud. This guy's a moron just like you.
I'm not saying that they're not good, but don't you think they're inferior?
No, I do not, you idiot. You and this guy. And by the way, bud, any guy whose neck is wider than the top of his head is to be avoided.
What do you mean?
Take a look at this guy. Look at the fat neck on him. Then the head gets thinner. It's almost like it's a pin, see?
Is that the teacher?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Pretty scary-looking guy, isn't he? This guy says, intellectually, yes, they are. This has been confirmed over and over, and this is a generalization. Again, there are some blacks who are more intelligent than individual whites, but as a rule, that is true. IQ tests prove it over and over and over. God, this guy's teaching high school. But you see, that's the problem, man. It's just we got no teachers. It ain't on TV either. Maybe if they put our show on, it would have inspired some people to want to become teachers, because absolutely every teacher looks exactly like Sarah Shahi. Oh, yeah. News 19's J.R. Berry, a black man, asked McCune, do you think slavery in America was a good thing? Yes, said McCune. In America, there was a rational assessment saying, listen, if we give these people freedom right as they are, and you have to go back to see how they were, you can't assume they were like us. I think this is a gag. Nobody can be teaching high school and have a neck fat. I don't care. I'm not saying the guy's stupid, but his neck is too fat. J.R. Berry of Channel 19 Columbia asked, how were they back then, meaning African-Americans? They were coming out of the jungle, said McCune. They had been enslaving each other for centuries in Africa, and in terms of being used to the rule of law, they knew none of that. See, one of the things about people who are stupid is that they don't know anything about history. Nothing. Do you know that Africa was on its way to becoming really an amazing place? Slavery is what actually began to slow Africa down. They had not been enslaving each other for centuries. There was slavery practiced, but there is slavery in certain cultures having nothing to do with, like, putting a guy in chains. It's like the slavery they had in the Roman Empire. The slavery of the Roman Empire, which people will say is one of the most advanced civilizations ever, one of the most enlightened civilizations ever, they had slavery. And yet those slaves were allowed to, for instance, own pieces of property. They were allowed to involve themselves in certain areas of public life. It's not the slavery of, like, tying a guy to the whipping post, you know, like Greg Allman used to sing. Oh, Lord, I feel like I'm dying. All right, now.
Listen, you jackass.
Will you get that game out of here, bud? Why are they still online?
I want to see who wins.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It has been, yeah.
All right, Robert Green is with me. Mr. Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. The employee incentive last month, you had a employee incentive program last month that had to do with some level of plastic surgery? Am I...
Phil, look, the media has a way of the media, I believe, has a way of making things into something that it isn't. Just the way you phrased that question when you said you plastic surgery, you know, almost in an incredulous...
Well, no, I'm sorry if I don't have the information.
Well, I don't think you do. What we had proposed to our checkers, and these primarily are young women who work, young women and women that have been with us for a few years, work our checkout stands. We had asked if any were interested in breast augmentation surgery, that we would pick up the expense subject to our approval of the individual. Why'd
you do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. You know, you're looking for incentive, and you're looking for an edge over your competitor. We've got a great product. We think we have provided families in our area for at least the last 17 years with the best produce, the best meat department, our dry foods, our fruits and vegetables, everything that we have, our service, second to none. But it is a competitive game, and you've got some very, very big companies. So we asked women to, the checkers, to step forward who would be interested in this, subject to our approval. We had a couple of ladies come forward who say they would be interested, and we said at that time, why? Because we wanted them to obviously be pleasing to look at, I guess, if you want, Phil, at the checkout stand.
Oh, boy, man, you're going to get, you got a lot of women that go to supermarkets.
Well, you do have a lot of women. Women are the least of our worries in terms of our customer base. You want to draw more men.
Were you asking the girls, when you said subject to your approval, let me take a break and I'll get back to you. Robert Green with me, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on offering free breast implants to his checkers to make things more pleasant for the male customers at the checkout stand. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The juices flow when Bob Green's in town.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm talking with Bob Green, who is the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, about the offer to enhance the breasts of some of his checkers. Now, let's go back. You offered breast enhancement surgery to your checkers so that your checkers would be more attractive. Is that right?
We offered it on a selective basis, Phil, yes. And
What do you mean by that?
I mean that there were certain of our female checkers that we approached and asked that would they like breast enhancement surgery, and we would provide breast enhancement surgery.
But not all of the women?
No, sir.
Why not?
We made that determination based upon where we thought that money would best be invested.
Now, wait a minute. Did you offer breast enhancement surgery for all of your female employees or not?
I think I've answered that question, no.
All right, and why? And you are saying why?
Because we invested that money where we best thought it would be useful to us.
What does that mean, sir? Could you just tell me?
You're asking a question, Mr. Henry, I think is obvious. We're not going to spend money to enhance the breasts of an old lady. We're going to do it for, and I don't mean, what I mean is our older employee. We're going to enhance the breasts of our checkers, primarily between the ages of 19 and 26.
So the older, over 26, over 30, do not get it?
They're not going to get free breast implants, Mr. Henry, because it is money that we think is better spent on a younger woman.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Back with Robert Green on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time